学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank the Lord. Let's continue studying and encourage each other.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 2.
使徒行传二章四十节。
Verse 40, Acts 2:40.
使徒行传二章四十节。
Acts 2, verse 40.
彼得还用许多的话做见证，劝勉他们说：你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。那这是使徒教会成立了以后啊。
After the apostolic church was erected.
很多人信主受洗啊，他们啊聚在一次啊聚会。
Many people believed and were baptized, and they gathered together to worship.
他说彼得啊，用很多的道理来勉励他们。
Peter used many words to encourage them.
他特别说啊，要救自己脱离这个弯曲的世代。
In particular, he said, "Be saved from this perverse generation."
哦，所以他这里讲到说，这个世代是一个弯曲的世代。
So he said this generation was a perverse generation.
啊，弯曲就是啊不正直嘛，啊不诚实啊。
A perverse situation is something that is not straight. It's not honest.
啊，其实我们看现在的世代也是一样，是一个弯曲的世代。
When we see this generation, it is indeed also a perverse generation.
哦，所以弥迦书里面说啊，啊正直人呐、啊。啊、诚实人都消失掉了。
Micah tells us that the honest person, the straightforward person has already been destroyed.
啊，所以社会上有时候充满很多啊不法、欺骗、诡诈的事情。
So this society is now full of perverse lies, all these bad things.
啊，所以我们生活在这个世代当中啊，我们就要防备。
As we live in this situation,
啊、就是要防护，不要受人家的欺骗。
We must not fall prey to the trickery of others.
啊，当然我们不要去欺骗别人啊，但是我们也要啊保守自己，不要受骗。
So similarly, we must also not perform trickery on others.And while protecting ourselves from trickery from others,
耶稣说我们是生活在一个我们的世代，说我们信徒啊，好像羊在那个狼群当中。
Jesus describes us as living as sheep in the midst of wolves.
啊，羊当然是很驯良的动物。
Of course, sheep are very gentle creatures.
啊，这个狼啊，就是狡诈鬼，狡猾诡诈。
However, the wolves are very wily and cunning.
啊，豺狼就是想要把羊吃掉的。
And their aim is to eat the sheep.
他说我们生活在这样的世代当中啊，我们要驯良如鸽啊，啊，但是要灵巧像蛇。
As we live in this generation, we must, I suppose, be very vigilant about all these things surrounding us.
哦。啊、这个是在马太文十章十六节、啊、
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 16.
马太文十章十六节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 16.
说我带你们去，好像羊进到狼群当中，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。好、哦。
Says that I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
啊，一般的基督徒当然是驯良啦，啊，因为啊，充满着爱心，啊，很正直的本性。
Christians are often harmless as doves because we are full of the Holy Spirit, so we have this very peaceful spirit.
啊，当然这样的本性啊是对的，我们要维持。
This is a good character which we should keep.
他说我们不要效法世界上的人、啊、用诡诈欺骗的方法来待人。
We must not be like worldly people using their worldly methods to trick others.
说要用慈爱跟诚实、啊、放在我们心上、啊、把它记在我们的景象上。
We have love and honesty in our hearts and remember that in our speech.
我们为人要慈爱诚实。
And To others, we must be loving and honest.
啊，因为神啊，就看我们怎么对人，他就怎么对待我们。
As God see how we treat others, He too will treat us in the same way.
慈爱的人啊，神用慈爱待他。
A loving person will be given love in return by God.
完全正直的人，神就用完全正直待他。
A complete honest person to others will have the same honesty and love by God.
乖僻的人啊，神就用乖僻对待他。
And a perverse person will have be dealt with perversion by God.
所以基本上我们慈爱诚实啊啊这样的态度不能改变。
So we must not change this honesty and love in our character.
啊，那我们生活在这个环境当中要灵巧，好像蛇一样。
Certainly, living in this society, we must be wise as serpents.
因为蛇啊，遇到危险啊，它就会逃。
Because a serpent who meets danger will escape.
啊，不会陷到那个陷阱里面。
And will not fall into the depths of the well.
啊，我们也要防备人呐。啊，虽然有一些很多不法的事情，啊，我们不要掉入这个陷阱里面。
So we must not fall into this trap.
啊，在星期三晚上聚会的时候，有一个弟兄在讲。
Wednesday evening service, we had a brother say this.
啊，他说有一个人啊，他好像是一个慈善家，他设立了一个慈善基金呐。
A person is righteous. He has just started a righteous fund.
啊，用人的那个爱心哦，啊，就捐了很多钱。
He used the love of man and donated a lot of money.
啊，说上亿哦
，and to be
used righteously, 捐了上亿以上几亿的美金
，and the millions, billions of dollars.
啊，后来就跑到法国去
，and he took the money and ran away.
把他所有的钱呐，统统带到法国。
And he then ran away with all this donation.
啊，因为政府啊没有办法抓他，因为美国跟法国没有那个引渡条约，没有办法把他啊引渡回来。
In this foreign land, there was no treaty to remove him back to the United States.
他说骗了很多人呢，啊，自己就逃掉了。
And he had tricked many people and escaped.
我们看到啊，现在社会上有的就是这种诈骗的方式很多。
In this society, there are many tricksters like these.
啊，利用人的爱心啊啊来欺骗人。
They make use of the love of man to trick them.
啊，有的很多那种诈骗的那个方式啊，啊，有时候用电话啊来问你的那个啊你的信用号码啦，你的那个社会安全号码，啊，有时候他就偷你的资料。
They use trickery using the phone.Asking for security questions, your social security number, and using that will steal your belongings.
所以有时候人家在电话当中啊，要你的一些私人的资料，我们不要随便给人家。
Sometimes when people call you blindly from the phone asking for personal details, do not give.
有时候我们要签一个什么东西哈，文件啊，我们不要随便签名。
We are asked to sometimes sign documents. Don't do it without your.Reading about it first.
啊，因为那里面有说也有一些陷阱在里面哦。
There are some stipulations that could go against you when you sign.
啊，有说一些广告单呐、啊，哇，上面写得很好啊，但是那个小注的地方啊，有时候小注的地方都有一些特别的要求在里面，但是我们没有注意啊，你 sign 了以后啊，就啊受骗了。
Often an advertisement will be very good, but they do not.Magnify the small print. We sign it, and then we fall into that trap.
啊，有一个弟兄啊，去买了一个公司。
A brother went to buy a company.
哦，他想说，哇，这个价钱很好啊，条件很好啊。
He felt the price and condition was very good.
啊，结果他就邀了一些朋友啊，大家出资就把它买下来了。
He got donations and contributions from a number of friends, and together they bought this.
啊，买下来以后，后来才发现说，原来那个公司啊是空壳子，因为亏了很多钱。
In fact, after buying it, he discovers this company is an empty shell and lost a lot of money.
啊，结果买了以后啊，啊，结果就要承担那个债务啊，啊，所以整个事业就啊受影响了，几乎破产了。
And by buying it, he also inherited the debt, and he was responsible, and he became bankrupt.
哦，所以我们知道说，这个社会上啊，有很多啊，啊，弯曲悖谬的事情，很多陷阱，我们要防备。
So, in this society, there are many perverse situations that we ought to be very careful about.
啊，有些思想观念啊，不是很正确的。
Also, in your thoughts, it is not always very wholesome.
啊，我去澳洲读书啊，有一个啊弟兄啊，一直在啊啊在跟我讲讲了很多事情。
And when I was in Europe, I met with a brother who told me many things.
那时候在澳洲的法律里面规定哦，啊，学对他们学校里面对学生讲哦。不能够让别人来影响你的一些思想观念。在
Australia, the teachings are that do not let others influence your own thoughts.
啊，不管是你的父母亲呐、啊，啊，或者是啊，教会里面的人呐、啊，都不能够影响你对事情的看法。
Not even your parents or your church.Are allowed to influence the way you think.
啊，所以他说啊，有时候孩子不对啦，啊，父母亲要跟他讲哦，要教他，啊，父母孩子都不一定接受。
Sometimes when a child does wrong and the parents correct them, the child may not accept this correction.
啊，所以他说在澳洲啊，变成这是他们在教养上一个非常大的一个问题。
This has become a great society problem in Australia.
因为他们很强调自我中心。
They emphasize strongly their own personal opinions and thoughts.
啊，所以孩子有时候变成啊，不服从规范，为所欲为。
So they will, the children sometimes become, they can do anything they want using their own liberal methods.
啊，事实上这个观念啊，啊，有对有不对。
Certainly there are some parts correct and some parts incorrect about this ideology.
啊，当然对别人的观念啊，我们不一定完全接受。
Sometimes we don't necessarily accept the thoughts of others.
啊，但是啊，我们也不能够对那个正确的观念啊，完全的排斥。
But we cannot always reject a correct ideology.
啊，所以我们自己本身啊，就是要判断。
So we ourselves have to ponder on this matter.
啊，不管一些思想观念或是道理观念都是一样。
It doesn't matter if it's a thought that's to do with society or to do with religion.
啊，没有经过思考啊，啊，盲目的接受啊，这是一种迷信盲从。
If you don't ponder upon this and blindly accept, then it's a little bit sort of superstition based.
啊，所以。对一些观念啊，我们应当啊慎思明辨。
So when you ponder, you have to do it in deeply with detail.
啊，最后还是要自己做决定啊，自己要负责，这是没有错的。
Of course, after this so-called due diligence, you take responsibility for your decision.
啊，比如说父母亲帮我们做决定的信仰上的问题，我们也是要再重新的思考啊，然后确定这就是我的信仰。
So even your parents, when they tell you that this is the correct, theologically correct or way of doing things, we still have to think about this ourselves before fully accepting it.
啊，虽然父母亲啊，小的时候帮我们带来信主，但是我们慢慢长大的过程当中啊，我们就要慢慢去思考，啊，去印证，啊，了解这是确实的信仰，这要变成我们的信仰，这样。
So when you're younger, your parents bring you, you start accepting it as true faith at that time, but as you grow older, you have to think about it, and then later on, that faith become your own personal belonging.
保罗也说，我们在听道理的时候，我们也要慎思明辨。
Paul even tells us when we listen to sermons, we have to try and do our own pondering and thinking about it.
一方面思考，啊，然后经过正确的判断。
You then listen, you ponder, and then you come to a correct conclusion.
啊，当然我们要建立一个正确的信仰啊，啊，要圣经根据，还有我们实际的一些生活上的体验来建立。
Of course, when we try and erect a true faith, we try and base it on the teachings of the Bible to try and help us erect this.
啊，而不是说啊，完全的拒绝，我们自己要去有独立的思考。
Of course, we cannot reject all thoughts. We have to provide some independent thought of our
own. 尤其现在有很多的一些思想观念哦。
Certainly, there are many philosophers today.
啊，有时候都跟圣经里面的教训都违背的，那我们要经过思考。
And some of these philosophies go against the teachings of the Bible. We ourselves have to.Make our own due diligence. Think about it before concluding.
啊，我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书四章十三节。
4, verse 13. Ephesians 4, 13.
以弗所书4章13节。
Ephesians 4:13.
说真的到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。14节。14。那使我们不再做孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法式，而被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去，随从各样的异端呢？哦，那这里讲到说啊，我们对这个信仰观念哦。
Here it describes that our unity of faith has to take deep root.
就不会受到一些错误的一些风气啦，异端的影响。
As it is deeply rooted, it will no longer be susceptible to be tossed around like the wind of a wave and by other trickery of men and other doctrines.
看哥罗西书第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书二章
Chapter 2
第八节
Verse
8 二章我们从第六节开始看。Let's
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6
哥罗西书二章第六节
Colossians 2 6
说你们既然接受了主耶稣基督就当遵他而行第七节
7
在他里面生根建造信心坚固 正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心呢，也更增长了。第八节。那你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，而不照着基督乃照人间的遗传，世上的小学呀，就把你们掳去了。那这里讲到说，我们这个信仰啊，要经过查考啊，确定我们这个根基就能够站立得稳。
Here it tells us that our faith has to undergo some thorough investigation and a deep-rooted foundation will then be found.
就不会受到一些世上的一些错误的学说理论啊，来影响到我们真正的那个正确的观念。So
your thoughts will not be easily swayed by false earthly philosophy and empty deceit.
所以有时候社会上学说理论很多啊，但是我们都要经过思考啊，判断。There
are many earthly philosophies. We ourselves have to ponder deeply upon these.
不要受影响。And
do not be easily persuaded by these.
有的是众生今生啊，认为说人生就是短暂几十年。Of
course, that the life span is short and only spans a few years.
所以你活着就尽管的享乐放纵。Then
in this short time, let go all your burden and enjoy yourself to the fullest.
否定说将来的事情，所以那个生活就很放荡啊，不晓得过今天的生活。So
you don't really care anymore. You just enjoy yourself throughout this life.
事实上啊，人生不只是短暂的几十年。
But remember, your life is not just that few years.
因为结束了，今生以后还有一个永恒的存在。
Because after this worldly life, you still have the eternal life.
他说我们所看重的啊，不是光现在的生活，而是看到永远。
So today, we don't want to emphasize looking at this current life, but what comes after the future.
那这个路加福音里面讲了一个比喻哦。There
was a teaching in Luke.
路加福音16章。
A parable in Luke 16.
从这个19节一直到31节。
From verse 19 to 31.
这里讲到说有一个财主啊。
It describes a rich man.
非常富足的一个人。天天啊，奢华宴乐。
He was obviously a happy and ate fed sumptuously daily.
都是吃最好的，穿最好的。Ate
the best, wore the best.
只是顾到自己的享乐啊，他不晓得那个善用他的财富。
He only thought selfishly about himself and not of others.
也不晓得说啊，将来有一天啊，离开世界以后要到哪里去。
He did not think what happens after he departed from this world. Where
他都没有考虑到这个。
He never thought about the afterlife.
所以主顾一天到晚啊，放纵享乐啊，突然间有一天离开世界了。He
enjoyed his life daily, and one day he departed.
结果到那个阴间，在那边受痛苦。
And he was suffering in torment in Hades.
在那个时候他才后悔啊啊啊想要一点点的水来凉舌头都拿不到。
He regretted it, and he was so thirsty, wanted a little cool water on his tongue.
啊，当然，这个是主耶稣在这个比喻啊，来告诉我们呢、啊，不要光看重现在的这个享乐。
Jesus uses this parable to tell us not to focus on the enjoyment of this current life.
我们要考虑到那个永恒的问题。
We need to ponder upon what happens in our eternal life.
啊，我们也不只是光看重这个物质上的东西。
We must not emphasize or look strongly on wealth.
因为一般人啊，常常用物质的东西来衡量一个人的价值。
Many people use material wealth to measure their own status.
啊，主看到他表面上社会上的成就。
He only sees his sort of level based on the stature in society.
他说有的人呢、啊，就一直注重今生的追求享乐。
Some people only pursue today's respect and enjoyment.
啊，以那个物质的多寡来衡量人的价值的大小。
And to use material wealth to measure how large his status is in society.
所以这是不对的。
This is incorrect.
啊，所以有的人呢、啊，因为主看重物质的东西呀、啊，啊，所以他们在选择科系，就是选择说啊，什么最能够赚钱。
So this is the example of a person who looks strongly on wealth, and so when they look for something to do, they always choose the one that
以为说有物质的东西啊，这就是他人生的目标。
Because accumulation of wealth is their aim.
他说我们看到说啊，有的人虽然啊医术很老啦，可以赚很多钱啦，但是没有医德。
But some people may have the ability to earn lots of money, but they don't really gain very much.
我们看到很多那个财务专家啊，像在纽约华尔街那边 ，Wall Street。
Oh yeah, we see some very wealthy people in Wall Street.
啊，他们有的哈、啊，在公司里面呢、啊，拿很多钱啊，把公司搞垮，他们就拿着钱就跑掉。
We see they earn a lot of money from Wall Street, and then the company collapses. They take the money and run.
所以有的人讲说啊，美国经济会不好啊，就是那一些专家。
Some people blame the destruction of America's wealth to these.People from
都不注重道德啊，只是追求财富啊，物质的。
They don't look at equality. They only are selfishly looking at their own personal wealth.
啊，所以有时候唯利是图啊，做很多不法的事情，只是贪图利益啊，贪图财富。
So if some people who are like this, who only treasure wealth, are really not going against.
他为了得到财富，他就很多啊不法的事情。
So to achieve wealth, they do many unlawful things.
啊，其实这都是一些思想观念上的偏差。
And so this is a deviation in your own personal thoughts.
事实上，圣经里面跟我们讲啊，这个物质的东西啊，不是最重要的。
The Bible teaches us material wealth is not that important.
啊，今生的事情也不是最重要的。
The situation today is also not the most important.
所罗门王啊，虽然一直追求人生的享乐。
King Solomon pursued the joy of man.
他一开始追求学问。
He pursued knowledge.
啊，说他很有智慧。
And he was full of knowledge.
但是他的智慧啊，没有办法让他真正得满足。
But none of this knowledge gave him satisfaction.
所以他说啊，加增智慧只是加增忧伤。
He said, accumulating knowledge just accumulates sorrow.
啊，因为你很聪明啊，但是你了解很多事情，又知道很多人没有办法克服的事情。
With more knowledge, you gain more sorrow as you discover many things that cannot be solved.
啊，他虽然追求很多财富。
He then pursued wealth.
但他说啊，最后财务那么多啊，也是眼睛看一看而已啊。
With so much wealth, he says, all you can use is your eye to look at it.
他说贪爱银子的没有办法，因为得到银子而得到满足。
Because by being envious about gold and silver doesn't give him the happiness.
他娶了1001个太太。
He had 1,000 wives.
好、哦。啊，享尽人生的荣华富贵。
and enjoyed this man's glory and wealth.
很多歌女为他唱歌,
had many singers singing for him.
建了很漂亮的花园,
he erected beautiful gardens.
但是他说啊, 一千个男人当中可以找到一个正族人, 一千个女人里面找不到一个。
In, he says, in 1,000 men you can find one straight person, but in 1,000 women you cannot find one.
所以有的人讲说啊, 他虽然娶了一个一千个太太啊, 但是他没有办法得满足啊。
Some people say, having 1,000 wives, he never had a satisfaction.
所以他说啊, 我眼睛所看的, 没有留下一样, 不给自己享受。
He says, whatever he has seen, he has never spared anything for his own enjoyment.
那他说啊, 眼睛看了, 看不饱,
but he says, by looking with his eyes, he doesn't feel full.
哦,都听啊, 听不足,
and he has heard, but he cannot bear what he listens.
想尽人生的荣华富贵,
and he has gone into man's glory and wealth.
他说啊, 一切都是苦,捕风啊, 都是虚空,
but all is in vain.
所以他一直追求的就是物质上一般人所追求的东西。
And he pursued what everyone is pursuing, which is wealth.
但是这个没有办法满足他心灵上的虚空。
But it does not satisfy the emptiness within his own self.
但是我们看到保罗啊, 就刚好相反。
But we see Paul as the exact opposite.
他本来年轻的时候啊, 就比其他人啊, 更进步。
When he was younger, he was already much more improved compared to others.
有地位, 有身份, 有财富,
he had a position of status in society and had wealth.
但是他后来信耶稣以后,
but after he believed in Jesus Christ,
他讲了一句话说, 我本来以为以我有益的, 但是我现在认识耶稣以后, 我觉得那个不重要了。
He said of things which he valued when he was younger, after knowing Jesus Christ, he no longer desired those.
因为我得到耶稣, 我才知道耶稣是至宝。
Because by getting Jesus, he knew that was the most precious.
以前的身份背景地位啊, 本来以为很好的, 现在说比较起来, 好像啊, 混土一样。
But the high status, the wealth he had before, in comparison to what he has now, is like dust.
他说为了得到耶稣啊, 身份地位, 财物, 统统可以舍去。
To get Jesus Christ, he was willing to throw away all his status and his wealth.
为着传道理啊,自己还要去租帐篷来维持生活。
To spread the gospel, he had to knit tents to support his livelihood.
常常受苦被逼迫,被鞭打,被下监。
He had to suffer and be persecuted, whipped and imprisoned.
一般人啊,觉得说,为什么这样这么苦啊?
Some people say, why do you have lead such a bitter life?
但是保罗却感到很满足。
But in Paul's life, he was very satisfied.
他说啊, 你看起来我好像一无所有啊, 但是我却样样都有。
He said, when you look at me, it's like I have nothing, but in reality, I have everything.
我看起来好像贫穷却可以带给很多人富足。
It seems I am very poor, but I bring much wealth to others.
虽然是好像受苦的,快要死的,但是却是活得好好的,活得很快乐。
It seems I am sick and near death, but in reality, I am living well and feel strong.
所以你看他原来啊,像所罗门一直追求财富,追求到最后的结果说,什么都没有,虚空虚空。
Unlike Solomon, who pursues wealth, who achieves all the wealth, but at the end, says he achieves nothing and all was in vain.
虽然保罗好像把他本来拥有的财务、学问、地位都舍去掉了。
So it seems like when Paul has given up all his status and wealth previously,
但是他说,哇,很丰富,样样有余。
But he says, I am very wealthy and I'm very wealthy and I have everything I need.
因为他说,我能够储丰富、储卑贱,随时随在都得了秘诀。 我不管是富足的时候,贫穷的时候,我都是觉得很满足,很喜乐。
So he says, regardless of whether I was wealthy or whether I was poor, in all situations I feel satisfied.
所以真正的幸福啊,不是在物足的多少。
So, blessings are not only coming to those who have wealth.
而是真正有爱啊,生活在神的恩典当中。
But that blessing comes when you are living in love in the midst of God.
所以在一个家庭里面也是一样。
It is the same in the family.
不是一个家庭里面财富很多才能够幸福。
It is not living in a family with wealth that you are blessed.
哦, 所以真言里面说啊, 你天天吃微牛啊, 彼此相恨。
In Proverbs, it says, every day you eat the fattened calf, but you hate each other.
啊, 不如说啊, 天天出蔬菜, 啊, 能够彼此相爱。
Rather, when you eat just lean vegetables daily, but love each other.
啊, 虽然平凡的生活当中啊, 大家充满着爱心啊, 你在这个家庭里面啊, 觉得很幸福。
In a life of poverty, however, this family could live in great harmony.
啊, 但是我们看到说有的很富足啊, 啊, 这个家庭里面, 大家彼此勾心斗角, 啊, 这样的生活有什么意义呢?
While you see in wealthy families constantly the bickering and fights, what is the purpose of that?
啊, 所以我们不要受到这个素食上一些错误的观念, 啊, 来影响。
So let us not allow these false thoughts to influence ourselves.
啊, 能够以神给我们的为满足。
Let us be satisfied with the portion that God had given to us.
啊, 所要看到的不是今生,而是那个永恒的福气。
And to not focus on what we look at today, but what is in our eternal life.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
18节。
Verse 8, 2 Corinthians 4:8. Paul says here that what we are looking for is not now, which is temporary. But what we are seeing is the blessings which is eternal.
所以摩西啊,
when Moses was young, he was brought up in the palace of the king.
因为他被法老的女儿收养做他的儿子。
He had been adopted by Pharaoh's daughter to raise as her own.
他说学了埃及的一切学问,说话行事有才干。
He was educated in all the education that Egypt could provide and was enabled.
但他长大了以后啊,
as he grew up,
他就觉得说他不要在王宫里面。
He made a decision, he did not want to live in a palace.
我是一个希伯来人啊, 我为什么要在这边享受这个罪中之乐?
He says, I am a Hebrew man, why do I want to live this kind of life?
所以他离开王宫跟自己的同胞啊,在那边受苦。
He departed from the palace, lived with his own kind, and suffered.
啊, 把他们救出埃及啊,要带到迦南地去。
And he saved them and led them out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
所以因为他已经看到了将来那个在基督里面的赏赐。
He saw the gift that was in the life of Christ.
因为真的你如果在王宫长大, 将来就是让你当法老王好了。
Because when you are brought up in the palace of the Pharaoh, when you grow up, you then become the Pharaoh.
埃及最有名的就是人死掉以后把他熏了以后变成木乃伊啊。
In Egypt, after a king dies, he's mummified.
把他放在金字塔里面啊。
And then put into the midst of a pyramid.
啊, 那就人生最后啊, 他们最大的, 最后的结果就是这样啊。
This is how they end up.
啊, 那时候摩西知道说啊, 他不愿意在那个王宫里面啊, 享受这种快乐。
Moses did not want to enjoy this kind of happiness in the palace of the king.
所以他跟自己的同胞受苦, 把以色列人带出来。
So he suffered with his fellow men and led his fellow men out of the birth.
所以他知道说为主受苦啊, 那个价值啊, 意义很大。
He knew that to suffer from God, to suffer for God, it was a very good thing.
哦, 所以圣经里面讲到, 摩西后来啊, 活到120岁嘛, 哦。
The Bible records he lived to 120 years.
离世的时候, 神来为他埋葬。
And when he departed, he died, God buried him.
圣经里面说啊, 摩西在神的家中尽忠。
And
摩西在神的家里面尽忠。
And God, sorry, didn't catch that.
摩西在神的家里面尽忠。
Moses was in the house, entered the house of God.
所以神就给他荣耀，给他赏赐。
And God gave him glory and gave him
blessing. 所以主耶稣在变貌山的时候，摩西显现了，在那个荣耀里面呢。
And in the Mount of Ascension, Moses was in the manifestation to Jesus.
所以他回到神那里去呀，享受荣耀。
So Moses had returned to God and enjoyed the glory of God.
所以说这就是我们所盼望的，不是现今的，而是那个永恒的。
So this is what we are hoping for, not today, but what is eternal.
他说既然这样啊，我们就立志啊，要讨主的喜悦。
So we must then make a decision to ask for God's blessings.
我们在思想什么事情，不是看现在，而是看到那个永恒。
So when we think, we don't want to think about what's happening now, but what's happening eternally.
我们再看路加文十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加文十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
路加文十一章二十九节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 29.
十一章二十九节
，11:29。
说当众人聚集的时候，耶稣开讲说：“这世代是一个邪恶的时代，他们求看神迹啊，除了耶拿的神迹以外啊，再没有神迹给他们看了。”主要是在这里讲到说，这个世代是一个罪恶的世代了。
Jesus says that this generation is evil。
说我们看到说这个世代啊，好像非常的文明进步啊。非常的繁荣。
We seem to see this generation as technologically very advanced and very glorious.
我们现在的时代可以说科技啦、经济都是空前的。
In our generation, science, technology, and wealth is forefront of everything.
人的富裕啊、繁荣啊，都是空前的享乐。
And we are now able to enjoy the best that all our technology and wealth can provide.
现在的社会也是最罪恶的时代。
However, this generation is also the society is the most evil of all societies.
所以虽然看起来很文明进步，但是充满着很多的罪恶。
So while it is so improved as a society, but it's full of evil.
圣经里面说这个罪恶啊，就是因为人不敬畏神来的。
This evil is because man does not look up upon God.
虽然人我们神我们看不到
，We can't see God.
那借着神所造的万物啦，借着善恶啦，借着生命的现象，都可以知道有神的存在。
But through the glory of creation and his all the good things that are around, we know He exists.
人所以会不想要神啦，就因为人心偏向邪。
Man rejects God because his heart is wandering towards evil.
而不是说我们人的理智知道没有神。
It's not because man doesn't know God exists.
而是认为说如果没有神的话，我就可以为所欲为。
But rather, if there is no God, then man feels he is at liberty to do what he wants.
所以人既然不承认神的存在。
So therefore, man tries to reject the existence of God.
所以人神就让人产生一个错误的心。
So God allows man to have a heart that is wrong.
结果就去放纵犯罪。
And therefore, put importance on sin.
那在罗马书里面谈到很多人的罪二十几种。
Romans describes at least 20 kinds of man's sin.
第一个就是这个道德方面的堕落了。
First is a fall in personal character.
人心凶暴，充满着很多嫉妒凶杀。
And second is to do with being fiercely aggressive and killing each other.
另外一个就是婚姻的关系很随便男女之间非常的淫乱。
Third is a fall in morality and no sanctity in marriage.
第三个就是缺乏亲情。
And the third is to lack closeness and to people.
这我们看到现在的社会现象就是这样。
We see this society is like this.
说现在是一个淫乱的时代。
This is a very evil adulterous
world. 同性恋、隔阂、行淫的事情相当多。
So homosexuality and bestiality, all these are very prevalent.
这个比挪亚的世代、索多玛的世代都还严重。
This is actually worse compared to the times of Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是我们知道啊, 我们是神用宝血把我们救赎出来的。
But we know that Jesus has shed his precious blood to save us from this.
所以我们要用圣洁尊贵啊, 守住我们的身体。
So we must have all this sanctity and purity to protect our bodies.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's turn to Thessalonians
第三节。
chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 5.
不忘重私欲的邪情，向那不认识神的外邦人。哦，这里讲到说，我们要掩蔽啊各样淫乱罪恶的行为。
Here it tells us we have to shut our eyes against all form of sexual immorality.
所以在希伯来书里面说，婚姻人人要尊重。
In Hebrews, it reminds us that we should keep the sanctity of marriage.
可和行淫的人啊，将来神要审问。
Because those who are adulterous, God will judge.
他说我们的身体是主耶稣用宝血把我们救赎出来的。
Our body has been saved and cleansed by the precious blood.
所以我们要在身上荣耀神。
So in our bodies, we have to honor God.
所有的罪啊，都在身体以外。
So other sins are outside our bodies.
但是行淫的是得罪了自己的身体。
But sexual immorality injures our own body.
所以我们要用圣洁尊贵啊，守住自己的身体。
So we have to have sanctification and honor to protect our own bodies.
啊，这样来保守自己啊，这是很重要的。
That is how we can protect ourselves. That's important.
啊，我们看彼得后书第二章。
Let us turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter.
第五节到第八节，彼得后书二章五节。
Second Peter, chapter two, verse five.
二章五节哈。
Chapter two, verse five.
说神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，这保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。第六节。
Six.
又判定所多玛、俄摩拉。 将两城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的见证。第七节。
Seven，
只搭救了那常为恶人言行忧伤的一人罗德。第八节。
Eight，
因为那一人住在他们中间呐、啊，看见他们不法的事，他的一心呐、啊、就天天伤痛。这里讲到说古时候的世代啊。
Here it records in the old times when there was place of sin, the place was sinful, God destroyed these places.
一个是挪亚的世代,
one, the generation of Noah.
那这记在创世纪的第六章,
it is recorded in Genesis chapter 6.
说当时他们所想所做的都是淫乱凶暴的事情。
They wanted to have adulterous behavior and also vicious behavior.
所以神叫挪亚说啊, 你要造方舟，啊，你要向世人传警告。He
was told by God to warn the people around him.
啊，经过了120年，你又啊，没有人悔改。But
after 120 years, no one repented.
所以神用洪水把他们灭掉了。So
God flooded them and about killed them all.
啊，只有一个义人挪亚。Only
one righteous person, Noah.
因为他敬畏神。Because
he worshipped God.
啊，他遵守神的命令。
And he obeyed God's commandments.
啊，能够全家进到方舟。
And his whole family went into the ark.
啊，所以所有人被灭掉了，就挪亚一家得救。
So all mankind was killed except for the family of Noah.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们要做世代中的义人。
It tells us that we must be in this evil generation become the righteous. Because God looks at righteous people.
最后罪人的结果就是被毁灭。
The end result of evil people would be destruction.
但是义人啊，神就特别保护、看守啊，让他们得救。
But a righteous person would be protected and be saved by God.
另外这个索多玛、俄摩拉这两个城也是一样。
The same goes for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为他们的罪很重。
They had a lot of sin.
索多玛就是那个同性恋呢，那个原始的名字就从这里来。
The word sodomy comes from this land of Sodom, in, which occurs as practice in homosexuality.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我听说这个索多玛、俄摩拉的罪很重。
God tells Abraham that the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah were very heavy.
所以我下来要查看。So
he came to investigate.
这个亚伯拉罕就一直向神祷告。
Abraham prayed to God.
说如果这个城里面有一些义人，难道你将义人、恶人一起毁灭掉吗？
He says, in these two cities, what if there was a righteous person? Would you also kill them along with all the sinners?
神说，如果有一些义人存在，我会因为义人的缘故让这个城留下来。
God replied, if there is a righteous person or persons, I will spare this city.
亚伯拉罕祷告六次啊。
Abraham prayed six times.
说如果50个、45个、40个呢？
What if he had 50 people, then 45 people, then
一直到10个。
Down to the number of 10.
神也说，如果有10个义人，我会因为这义人的缘故把城留下来。
And God said the same, if there was 10 righteous persons, I will spare the cities.
最后，因为没有义人，神就把他们灭掉了。
But since there was no righteous person in these two cities, God then destroyed the
two cities. 但是说，唯有拯救罗德一家人。
And however, they did save the family of Lot.
这里面说到罗德一家会得拯救，有两个因素。
And there were two reasons why the family of Lot was saved.
因为神纪念亚伯拉罕的祷告。
One, God remembered the prayers of Abraham.
所以派天使去救罗德一家人。
And God sent angels to save the family of Lot.
另外一个原因呢，就罗德虽然住在这个罪恶的城当中。
The second, even though Lot lived in a land of the sinful.
然后呢，因为看到这个罪人他们的那个行为啊，他心里面也感到很伤痛。
Lot sees the sinful nature of his fellow man, and he feels great.
虽然自己没有力量啊，软弱没有办法离开。
But he was weak and was not able to physically depart from the city.
但是有一点义心啊，觉得这样的作为啊，这个种罪恶啊，真的看起来很难过。
But he had a righteous heart. He could see the actions of his fellow man, and he felt very bad about it.
因为有一点点义心啊，所以神就派天使救他们呐。
Because he did have a heart that was righteous, God sent angels to save him.
所以说，我们要做世代中的义人。So
we must become the righteous people in this society.
因为义人是神所特别看重的。For
God looks strongly on people who are righteous.
他说，义人一呼求啊，神就拯救他们，要脱离一切的患难。So
if you're a righteous person, God is going to save you against all the difficulties.
所以所罗门曾经这样讲。
So once Solomon said this.
所以有时候看到世界上有很多不公义的事情。
In this world, you can see many unjust matters.
好像好人没有好的结果，不好的人也没有受到惩罚。
Some people who seem to have good deeds don't seem to have good endings, and the bad people don't always get judged.
所以有的人就说啊，这个做坏事没有关系的，就世人就满心作恶。
So therefore, sinful people say that there's no judgment. Therefore, they continue sinning, so resulting in a lot.
但是所罗门最后结论说，义人一定有好结果，恶人一定有不好的结果。So
Solomon made a decision: a righteous person shall have good end result, and a non-righteous person will have the opposite.
不管怎样，我们一定要做义人。So
regardless of anything, we must be righteous people.
不管说人家怎么做了，罪恶怎么打。
We don't care how other people behave and how other people respond.
我们知道最后的结果啊，神一定会拯救义人。
we know at the end God is going to save those who are righteous.
啊, 因为我们将来要面对面见神啊。
One day we will be face to face with God.
所以我们一定要注意啊, 要做世代中的义人。
So we must be careful that we are the righteous people in this generation.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
138首。
138.
138.
138.